kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
And we are Fun Friday. Hopefully your friend here on Friday. Thank you, Carol.
Thanks, Carol Channing.
So we decided to start off today's show with diamonds being a girl's best friend for one of the fun things that are going on this weekend.
To honor one of our guests.
And one of our guests.
Yep.
And we have a little bling fling going on, so we can hear more about that later in the show with the Peace House fundraiser that is going on May 17th. Also, today we have our favorite Christy Dillaway coming in to say hi and talk about the Egyptian Theater. We haven't talked to her in a while, and I want to find out what's going on there for fun things to do this May and beyond.
I'm sure that their costume closet has some blingy.
There's some bling up there.
There's bling up there.
There's definitely some bling up
there. Even if it's plastic bling, it's still
bling
and shiny.
It's still shiny, and those stage lights make it so much shinier.
Is that it? I need more stage lights?
The more stage lights, the blingier the costume jewelry looks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
It's all in the lighting design, really.
So maybe they have lamps at this thing tomorrow, too. The big spotlights, big lamps.
And we also will be telling you what's fun to do. I found some stories that you might have missed on NPR's news because they weren't there. So,
oh
yeah,
not even missed.
Yep,
what a fun Friday!
What a fun Friday! And of course, I have done some research into some stupid criminals to end the show, because whatever mistakes I make, these guys make my mistakes look like nothing.
They're so innocent.
So it's
just silliness for the rest of us.
It's Festivus for the rest of us. And today's show is brought to you by Mistake Chocolate Cake.
I like it. Is that its name? Mistake
that is my,
Chocolate
I named
cake?
It Mistake Chocolate Cake. So I'm doing the recipe, and it's like this decadent super chocolate cake. And I'm reading it, and I'm supposed to add the chocolatey chocolate part.
It comes in a little pouch?
I had to make the chocolatey chocolate part. But there's like the chocolate cake part, and then this was the decadent part that was supposed to go on top of the cake before baking. Well, I just thought it was going to be like a frosting, so
I started baking
the cake. And then I reread the directions, which is rare for me. I don't even know why I was looking at the directions. And
it didn't feel right.
And so then I had to put this thing into the cake. Well, it already started to bake, so I put it in, and now Mistake Chocolate Cake, I think, is better than real chocolate cake.
I'm full.
Because there are clumps of delicious chocolate.
Oh, chewy, gooey
gooey goodness right in there. So I don't think you can make a mistake with chocolate, really. And I have proven that with Mistake Chocolate Cake.
All right. That comes from the Dr. Seuss cookbook. Can't make a mistake with chocolate cake.
Yes, you can. Don't eat it.
I will eat it.
Yep.
In a pan. Of course. Interesting, because I made pie.
Did you make pie?
So we are in the kitchen this week.
Wow.
Let's get outside. It's nice.
It is nice.
Well, pie I'll do.
Pie you'll
That's
do.
That's a given.
I did not know this. I am learning so much about you, Jen. I mean, the fact that you've made it into the kitchen, we've established that this year was a new thing for you. So you actually made it into that room in your house.
I actually kind of use it. I mean, every once in a while I'll make pie, but that's not actually cooking.
Pie's not cooking?
No.
Okay, so explain this.
It's baking. You get flour, water, apples, done.
So then why don't, I mean, you bake cakes too. Why don't you make cakes?
I don't make cakes.
Okay, never mind. That's my job.
You're the cake guy.
I'm the cake guy.
Yeah, and then there's the actual cooking of food with dinner and timing and preparations and things and recipes. Yeah, not so much.
Yeah.
No.
The funny thing is that the last few holidays with the girls, when my sister and my mom come out, I cannot get dinner on the table before 10 o'clock.
Before midnight.
Before midnight. I do not understand.
Why don't you just have brunch?
Well, the first one was Gertrude. Gertrude was frozen, which was the turkey that was frozen. And my mom just flipped when we called her. Like, how do I thaw this thing quickly? And she's like, you're out of luck.
Yeah, no, there is the no.
And then just last time was the meat. We did the roast beast for Christmas. And And that one took me a while. Mom thought that maybe it's because the temperature on my oven wasn't right.
I think they're the distraction.
Yeah, and I think it's the girls and the wine. That really
there
is where
you go.
Is where
it, maybe a game of Clue going on.
Actually, it was Cards Against Humanity,
which is the
game that, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll just say chicken and rice, Mom, is not my dish. She makes chicken and rice. It's great. I try it. It's terrible. I've given up.
Okay. So you try your mom's chicken and rice and it's terrible, or you try to make it?
I tried to make it, and it was not the same. So I'm done. I'm never making it again. Kitchen.
Did you use the minute rice kind of stuff?
Or? No.
You know they make like a whole mix. You just add water and you just put it
in. I have a rice steamer thing. It steams rice. You get the big rice things and it steams the rice. Anyway, let's move on to other stuff.
Yes, let's not talk about the rice endeavors.
Sad. It was sad. Happy birthday, Dad. That's coming up, so that's first. Happy birthday.
Yay, Lefty.
All right, happy birthday. And we have 119 likes. Thank you, Fansters.
Yes.
I want to thank our Fansters who won prizes last week and came and picked them up.
Very appreciated.
Yes, thanks.
And thanks for liking us on Facebook. And if you haven't joined our social media crew yet, to find out first, just go to KPCW Fun Friday.
And shall I say the pictures alone are worth it?
Oh, yeah. You got to get up there right now. I have radio hair today.
Yeah, it's radio hair.
You can see what that looks like. And then it's based on whose desk was that? Was that Cindy's desk? It was on Cindy's desk.
Well, it's kind of the news department.
Okay. The news department desk was the inspiration behind today's radio hair.
Yeah. It's what it takes to put this show on.
And you will understand that if you like us on Facebook.
Uh-huh. I like the 4th of July parade, so I'm going to mention again the Chamber Bureau is taking applications for the 4th of July parade. I know they have a limited amount of entries, so get it in now if they're not already full. So call Joel at 901-2171 to get an application for the 4th of July parade floats. It's something KPCW has always done, the play-by-play on the 4th of July. It's zany, but it's so traditional.
It's so
I think we're going to have to do it again.
Oh, definitely. We have fun, and we've marched in the parade.
Being at the window here is great.
Yep.
So we get to see all
the floats lining up from our lovely KPCW window, and so you'll get again find out first by listening to the radio.
And it's not that far away.
It's not
July 4th.
It's a month away, right?
That's but if you're gonna have a float or an entry, you gotta.
You gotta start papier-mâcheing right now. You gotta go out.
Papier-mâché, I like it. There's a recipe I do not have. So 4th of July parade. Just get a hold of Joel and he'll hook you up, and then it'll be sold out because they don't take all of them. It's huge. So we'll get them on here. We'll find out how many people show up and all that stuff. But for now, think about it.
I mean, that's also the creative part of, you know, all these organizations take some time and really – it's always fun to see the floats that people have really put some invested time in.
Yeah, there's some brilliant floaty people out there.
And I've been involved with some fun ones. So I would love to see the floats. I think everybody loves to see the floats.
Sure. And a good band go marching by.
Yep.
And it's, you're outside. You're on. It's just a good time.
You have everything.
Maybe I'll put my chair out there now.
Even the waste disposal guys at the end are really, really happy.
Very creative.
If you wait around and you see the trucks coming down, I've never seen them smile that much.
Everybody
it's
has
like their
a good
showcase.
Time.
Look what we're doing. We're cleaning up everything you just left on the street.
It was a good time. We are going to thank a couple underwriters. We'll be right back and we'll
stay
move
tuned
on
to Fun
guests.
Friday.
Foothill Oriental Rugs has been an underwriter on KPCW for over 20 years. I'm Jim Weber, owner, rug buyer, and Park City resident. As a direct importer since 1985, from traditional to contemporary to tribal, Foothill Oriental Rugs is Utah's complete rug source. Foothill Oriental Rugs is located 2 miles north of the mouth of the canyon in Salt Lake City at 1460 Foothill Drive.
Hi, this is Bronson Calder with the Peterson Calder Real Estate Group at Prudential and proud supporter of KPCW. As a Park City native with over 15 years experience selling real estate here, I can help you find the Park City home that's right for you. More information at experienceparkcity.com or Bronson at experienceparkcity.com.
There you have it. Thanks. 9:15, Fun Friday. We'll move on from there.
We are. So these are two stories. This one's from Istanbul. If you can't find love, try again, right?
Okay.
So the Turkish man seeks a new lover on a TV show after killing the previous wife and lover. This is pretty funny. So a man who appeared on Turkish television as a dating show called Luck of the Draw.
That just says it all right there.
Okay,
Luck
so
of the Draw.
This is a Turkish dating show that this Safir Kalinic, 62, comes on. And he reveals during the interview process of this dating show that he had served two prison sentences for murders after release. And he was released under an amnesty program. He's looking for a new wife.
After two?
Just after killing his first wife because he was irritated by her behavior and murdered a subsequent partner because he thought she was after his money. But no, he's coming back and he's on Turkish television going for yet another wife. I mean, come on. Really?
I got nothing. That's amazing.
So, yeah, I mean, the whole Turkish television, I'm thinking they are definitely putting, you know, some of our shows to shame. And then this one is a good story about a lumpy couch that was bought. These guys bought this couch.
Oh, I like this story.
And it was a $55 Salvation Army couch. They bought it in March. And when they brought it home, these are kids at the University of New York, and they decided it was kind of lumpy. And they ended up opening a zipper of one of the arms of the couch, and it contained a $4,000 envelope wrapped in bubble wrap. And then they continued to look through the rest of the couch to where the lumps were, and they found another $40,800 within this couch. So I'm thinking this is really an antique roadshow thing that went well for them. They had $55 turned into $41,000. And they actually were able to see that in one of the envelopes was a bank receipt for this woman and that had owned the couch previously. And so these kids from NYU tracked her down, found her, and gave her her money back.
And the story gets more yummy.
Yes.
Because she was – how old?
She was six – no, that was him. She's in her 80s.
She's in her 90s or
90s. 91. She was 91-year-old widow.
She gets her money back.
Yep. And she had been sick, and so she gave away a lot of her stuff. And these guys were nice enough to find her, track her down, and give her back $41,000 in cash.
That's yummy.
Yep. And NYU, I mean, students and everything.
Yeah, students and everything.
I mean, I'm talking about you want some broke people. I mean, living on ramen.
College kids.
$40,000 goes a lot of ramen.
Well, then we'll give them a fun Friday cheer for doing such a good thing.
I thought that was a great story.
So do you have props at the Egyptian Theater?
Ooh, Christy.
Hi. I just slipped in.
I know.
You just moved in. Did you try my steak chocolate cake?
No, I heard all about it, though. Yeah. I need to go get some.
Yes.
Wasn't sure if I should stop there first.
Yeah, I think, you know, we'll see.
You can exit through the cake
Exit
door.
Through the cake
There must
door.
Be a commercial break where I can cake.
You can cake.
Yeah.
You can cake up.
So what did you
Foil
want?
Up,
you wanted
coach.
Bling props?
Yes.
Well,
bling.
I wanted to know if you have bling upstairs.
Oh my gosh, we've got bling. We've got it all.
You got a lot of costume jewelry up there.
That place is packed. Yeah.
And it's so organized now. It's really
very organized now and getting more and more unorganized as used. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huge wardrobe.
Yeah.
Huge blingy things. Now, do people donate stuff? How do you get
people
all this stuff?
Do Are donate they in stuff. I don't know where
I've donated. I've donated every costume that I've worn for the Follies back to the Egyptian.
Where did you get the costume?
Usually at Deseret Industries or
at illegal some way or legally.
Yeah, illegally. Yeah. I didn't shop.
There are a lot of sizes up there that I'm not sure whom they fit. You know, like in the women's clothing, I'm
negative
like,
zeros.
There's some pretty small sizes. Last year, I needed a daffodil flowered dress, and I found something very applicable.
But it was a little. You had to dye it to get into it.
No. I got into that, but but I, having tried on a variety of things, or tried to try on a variety of things, yes,
see, it could be fun.
Sizes that are,
yes.
Jan, you would fit into plenty of things.
You are the ideal costume candidate for the Egyptian Theater.
I'll sample.
But you know, a lot of our costumes are like an old skirt, you know, like a prairie skirt. Like, it's not like at Halloween people are like, oh, do you have the fox costume? No,
it's a mix and match venture up there.
Yeah, there's a few furry things, but more of it's just clothing.
There you go.
I got my Cupid costume out of there when we shot that Cupid
and there
thing.
Which wasn't much of a costume. I think we tied some material around you.
We had the wings.
We do have a lot of wings for
you
some
have a
reason.
Lot of wings.
We have a lot of angel wings.
And there's a couple of things that you run through. You still have the nun costume. You have a lot of nun costumes.
We have some nuns, yeah, some nurses.
And KPCW thanks the Egyptian Theater because we have borrowed some things for our fundraisers. And
right,
it just makes
right.
it more fun when we've got the fundraiser for the week and people are here and they're all dressed up in a theme sort of thing. So thank you very much.
Who doesn't like to dress up?
Yeah, costumes.
In Park City, I think it's a prerequisite for sure.
Got to have a costume closet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or the Egyptian. You guys do a fundraiser right around Halloween, right, where people can come in and give
not
you...
Not anymore. It's
I'm
a
just
lot
joking.
Of work.
I have
yeah.
no clue where that
it's
came from.
It's a lot
from.
Of work. People come in and want, well, what about a this and what about a that?
So that ended that.
Yeah, it's, okay. it's tough.
Well, you need somebody like me with, you know, the full vision designed. really, really pull it together.
Right.
Yeah, no. Yes.
We're always open for you, John.
Oh, okay. No. Not at all. Okay, so what do you have going on where I can come and feel festive and watch theater?
We have so much going on. As always, you know, there's always something on stage, but...
Neil Simon thing going on?
Yeah, should we go in order? Should we just...
Go in order. My random order is always right, in order in my mind.
There you go. Well, tonight we have a Faro Club social, so that's a private event for our Faro members with Michael Kelsey. But tomorrow night he's doing a public show. And he's a singer-songwriter, guitarist who improvises and scats and plays parts of the guitar you've never seen anyone play, you know? So it's
okay.
Now
it's
you
multi-dimensional.
Go.
Now you gotta go.
It's never the same. You know, he tries to base the show on the audience feedback, so it's very improvisational, and it's a groove between you and the audience. You know, him and the audience, and
very personalized.
Yeah, yeah, and that theater's perfect space for that. So he's come a couple times and been a great show. So we'll look forward to that tomorrow night. At
tickets
8
still
o'clock.
Available.
Tickets are available, and if you want, we could give away 2 tickets.
Ooh, look, on Fun Friday, you can find tickets right here. So
I'll say yes to that.
Yes, give us a call at 655-8255, and we can get you 2 tickets to tomorrow night's...
Michael Kelsey.
Michael Kelsey.
Fabulous.
Yeah, all right, so while we wait for the phone to ring, next week, starting on Thursday, is Driving Miss Daisy, and that is put on by the Neil Simon Festival.
Nice.
And they're out of Cedar City, and this is one of the shows they're doing this summer, and they're... opening it here. First scene here
yeah, at the Egyptian.
Yeah.
Another first.
Wow. Congratulations.
All right. Congratulations to the caller who is on the air. Welcome to Fun Friday. Who's this?
That would be Danny Williams.
Danny Williams.
Yeah.
Well, you Michael win some Kelsey. Tickets.
Michael Kelsey's great.
Awesome.
Yes.
And now you get to go.
I would have paid for them, but I'll sure take those.
Shoot. You can always buy more and bring some friends.
Bring friends.
But we'll get you started. It's the starter kit for a big party.
I will do that.
And
awesome.
What time does the... And tickets will be at Will Call?
Tickets are at Will Call.
Okay.
You can write down his name for me?
I did.
Okay, great.
And I'll give that to you.
What time is the show?
Show starts at 8. Doors open at 7:30.
8 p.m., 7:30, Will Call. Hey, I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for listening to Fun Friday.
And this is tomorrow night, Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Thank you again.
Great,
all
thanks.
Right.
All right. Another satisfied Fun
Yay.
Friday customer.
Yes. Thank you, Christy.
Yeah,
that's
thank
awesome.
Thank you very much.
You.
That's very generous.
So we did Driving Miss Daisy's next week, Thursday through Sunday, with an early show and a regular show on Saturday. So 5 opportunities for that one. And then the following weekend, May 30th through June 1st, Leo Kottke is coming back.
Nice.
Fourth year, sells out every year. So acoustic guitarist, singer-songwriter, 6
and
12-string
guitar. I heard Randy
talking
about like one of the first times he came to town and what was around town on his show yesterday, and how there was nothing here except for, I guess it was Park West, or it wasn't even Park West, it was just turned over from Treasure Mountain or something like that. So that's great that he's been coming here for so long.
He likes us, I guess.
He likes Park City. And you will like him. So get your tickets now to go see Leo Kottke, and that is the
May 30th through June 1st.
End the month of May.
Poof.
There you go.
All right, so wait, there's more.
Wait,
go into June.
There's more.
Yes.
So
you get a second set of Ginsu knives with this next one.
June's big. Well, July's big, too. It's all big.
It's huge.
Okay, so the first weekend of June, the 6th and 7th, is stand-up comedy.
Ooh, funny
people. We always
love
our stand-up comedy. Then the second, on the 12th and 13th, is Jimmy Webb. He is a singer-songwriter who wrote so many of the songs that we all know that other people recorded, and is in the Songwriters Hall of Fame, Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. And so he'll perform his own music, and that'll be awesome.
That's fabulous.
Sing-along kind of thing, where you know all the songs, you just didn't
know all
he
the
wrote
songs.
Them.
I hate to say whether he would encourage sing-along, because we had one artist that really discouraged
really
us.
It was not
it
a
was
I agree with
awkward,
that.
Whereas Peter Yara was like, everybody sing along, you know the words.
Right.
So just
we'll
depends
see this
on
guy,
the performer.
Yeah.
I haven't spoken to him about it. And then following, I'm sorry, I did that wrong. So the 12th and 13th of June is Average White Band.
Ooh.
And the 14th and 15th is Jimmy Webb. So Average White Band came a year and a half ago.
Okay.
Scottish funk group. You know the, this is another one, you know the songs, but you don't maybe know the words, or know the song titles because they were not really words.
Okay.
So like Cutting the Cake.
See, that's our theme
Speaking
song next
to you,
week.
Cutting the Cake, great song, Picking Up the Pieces. If you hear them played, you're like, oh, yeah,
of course.
So that'll be a good funky night. So that's Average White Band, June 12th and 13th, Jimmy Webb, the 14th and 15th. And then the following, after Savor the Summit, we have the Righteous Brothers, Bill Medley. So he's half the Righteous Brothers.
The existing half of the Righteous Brothers. It's the Righteous Bro.
Yeah.
Right here.
So, huge night of Righteous Brothers music.
Bro.
Righteous Bro music.
There you go.
Righteous
He's
Bro.
He's only going to sing his parts in the song, so you'll need to sing along.
He's going to do it with a shaka on his hand, you know? It's Righteous Bro.
It's Righteous Bro. You got to go. Yep, you never know.
We have strayed far from probably how his show really is.
Yes.
And then we go into July, starting July 4th, with A Chorus Line.
Oh, I can't wait.
Theater production.
This one I'm excited to go see. And I was talking, actually, I was talking to some people last night that were excited to see it. Growing up, I got
actually?
To go.
Actually, everybody's excited.
No, but what I'm saying is that actually last night, was a conversation that I had last night talking about A Chorus Line and watching it when I was a kid. My mom took me to go see it. And everybody has that story of when they first got to see A Chorus Line. Or
we don't recommend it for children.
Yes. Really? Well, it's a little.
Get that out there.
John's
the
mom's
TNA,
different.
The TNA song is probably a little bit older.
Maybe your mom will bring you.
Yes. So. I was downtown Chicago. I saw it at the Drury Theater, I think, right down. It used to be in the Water Tower Place, and we went and saw it there. It was awesome.
I don't remember when I saw it. I remember the words.
I do, and I remember the songs. The songs. And Amber's directing it. And
yes.
We're loving Amber's direction so far.
She's getting critical acclaim.
Nice. She's awesome.
So that's something we got to get tickets for, because I bet you we can sell that one out right away.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
So get your tickets.
You know, July is a great time. There's a lot of people on the street walking around, what to do. And
it's fun.
It's easy for people from Salt Lake to drive up and not. I always worry about that in the winter. You know, like if you live in Salt Lake and you buy tickets to something up here and it's dark and then it snows.
And it's blizzardy.
Yeah, then you're less likely to
Then you get a room
commit,
and you make
know?
A night of it, you know?
I think people are less likely to commit, whereas in the summer, it's a much easier commitment.
Because they will get the room.
Because they know they want to come up here anyway. It's beautiful up here. Yes. Why wouldn't you want to be up here?
To get out of the oppressive heat and down in Salt Lake City.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's make it a weekend.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Well, there it is. We've just decided right here for you on Fun Friday.
There's tons of places to stay, and they all have pools and hot tubs. Why wouldn't you? A little room service? Make it a big deal.
Yes. Make it a
Well, that's
a
where my mind is going. I'm just going to stay.
She kind of skipped the show and went right to the hotel.
The show is secondary to Chan's mind right now. She's already got her foot in the pool. She's decided her new bathing suit's working out perfectly.
That's right. I got my new white robe.
Yes. Thank you, Zach and Nate.
Yes.
Who actually, I guess, listened to the show last week and got mom her right Mom's Day present.
I had to drop some serious hints. But anyway.
And
so
I might have sent an email.
Yeah, there you go. And I might have made a phone call.
What a co-host.
Thank you. So do you ever need volunteers up there?
We
or are you pretty set?
We have a great core of volunteers, but I wouldn't say that we can't use more.
Okay.
There is a volunteer email list that people get on, and then we just send out, like, this is how many ushers we need, whoever responds, because all of our ushers and concession salespeople are volunteers.
Nice.
Which is great. I mean, what a great way to run your business.
Yes, as we know.
Definitely keeps your labor costs low.
You know, and they get to see the show for free, so it's a mutual beneficial arrangement.
It works out for everybody.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Social place to be.
Somebody
do you have a float committee? Are you guys putting a float in this year?
John,
I'm sorry. We were talking about it before, and I've been on the Egyptian float before, and it was fun.
I tried to pass it off to Amber, but since the show is opening on July 4th,
she sort of just passed
it right back.
So right here on Fun Friday, we will find you the float connection, and these volunteers can come and help decorate.
I would love
that.
I'm not sure that I'll be here for 4th of July. That's why I hesitate.
Okay.
It's a good time to go away.
The theater's
when you're
not
like
going
an
anywhere.
Office person.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of days that get off around 4th of July, and nobody's really around, so it's a good time to
sneak out.
Yeah,
okay.
So especially in the summer where we have a show all the time.
But the show must go on. Even if you're gone, we'll have the parade. Egyptian theater.
I would help orchestrate the
coordination of the float.
Yeah.
So volunteers, there you go.
Yeah, a couple years ago, I had a slew of people dressed as Egyptians.
Yes.
And we... And I'll tell you what, that's a long parade route when you're trying to do that Egyptian arm movement thing.
Yeah.
Were you one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good toning exercise to walk that whole way, trying to keep the right angle arms.
It's harder with a beverage in your hand.
The beverage really kind of puts that. It's like putting little weights, like those sand weights on your arm. Just the 12
ounce.
Wow,
the beverage. Yes. I didn't even think of that.
You were too...
Parade's looking better and better.
There you go.
Of course, when you watch it from the roof of the marquee,
yes,
you got a beverage right there.
Yeah.
I think you sent me a photo.
I
of
did
me
of
on
you
the,
on yeah. the. I did because I was across the street at the
that
sidecar.
That made it to my Facebook page.
Exactly.
And how do people get tickets to any of these shows or the schedule?
That is a good question, Jen. Thank you.
ParkCityShows.com.
ParkCityShows.com. Or our phone number is 649-9371.
Okay. Because Amber's there to answer the phone at all times, too.
All the time.
There's two of her. There's two of her.
She's got this lovely little bed.
By the way,
that
Amber's getting
underneath.
Married on Sunday.
No, really?
Shout out to Amber.
Congratulations, Amber.
Yay.
Our own little Amber getting married.
Yay.
So I'll just give a quick preview of what's coming later in the air.
Uh-oh. Yes. A teaser.
A teaser.
Shrek the Musical.
No way.
The Producers.
The producers are coming.
The producers.
Wow.
We have a Neil Simon in repertory, or repertoire, how would I say that?
Neil Simon.
They're doing Laughter on the 23rd Floor and The Star Spangled Girl.
Okay.
Alternating on two weekends, so 2 days of this, 2 days of that, 2 days of the other.
Sure. So you get your Neil Simon fix.
Yep. Otmar Liebert and Luna Negra.
Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And is that on your website?
Who's Bad is coming back. Yep. Those are all for sale already. Okay. Who's Bad, the Michael Jackson tribute. That was awesome.
Right around the October holiday?
It's coming. Yeah, I think it's in October. Yeah. Maybe November.
Okay.
Don't quote me.
I'm not quoting
you. It's on the website.
Yeah,
it's,
Thriller, it's on the website.
Thriller, of course, is coming back.
Yeah.
Did you see Radio Hair?
There, that is Radio Hair right there.
Oh, I saw Radio Hair.
That's Radio Hair. That's what it takes.
That's my new musical, Radio Hair.
Radio Hair.
It's a little Woody Woodpecker-ish.
Yes, I've got that going for me.
Don't think that there's not cartoon influence in this show. It's okay. Thanks, Saturday morning.
Yes.
Do we have a Fun Friday fact?
We
for
do.
Our
I was going to try to research. We started because we started with Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. So we are looking, the diamond crystals are brought closer to the Earth's surface through a volcanic activity.
Why?
I don't know. They just
They're lighter and they float?
April is the birthstone of April is diamond. So
I
that's
know.
My birthstone.
I got garnet.
You got garnet? What'd you get?
Flame.
What's your birthstone?
June.
June's a good one. I think June might be
something
like
purple.
Amethyst?
I don't know.
That'd be
could
good.
Be a ruby though.
To me,
the earliest
diamonds
account
every month.
Of diamonds date back to around 500 BC.
Say that again.
500 BC are the first written account of diamonds being.
See, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
It is
diamonds.
And the blue and the
well.
Red are the rarest colored diamonds. The blue diamond and the red diamond.
Okay.
Take that. The Hope diamond isn't that a pink one?
I don't know. It's just big.
The Hope diamond. Yeah, that's blue, right?
I don't know. It's blue or pink. It's huge.
Saw it.
We'll find out. Thanks.
All right.
ParkCityShows.com.
Hey, exit to the cake door.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to the cake. ParkCityShows.com.
Thank you.
See you at the theater.
The Wasatch Brew Pub is proud to support KPCW, offering Opry Hour 7 days a week from 4 to 6 with fire and ice shots and an appetizer menu. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
I'm Monica Simos of the Park City High School Minor Detail Show, informing you of current events at the high school and in the community every Saturday from 7 to 8 p.m. Tune in Saturday nights or listen online at kpcw.org and like our Minor Details Facebook page.
Brought to you by Rich Fine Realtor, UPS Stores, and Elliott Work Group.
And the clock just keeps on ticking. So what's going on in Wasatch County?
I don't know. What's
going on? They're having a Riverview Trails Care Day. So for tomorrow, if you want to go work on the trails, and if you love the Wasatch Trails Alliance, you can join them. And it's Trail Work Day. So you get outside, you're Wasatch County, get on the trails and do your thing. Go to kpcw.org. And
trash bags provided
the
by them to pick
yeah,
up stuff.
But yeah, bring some gloves. And it's Trail Day in Wasatch County for Riverview Trails, which is up the hill and it views the river.
There's a river?
Yes. And you can see it, hence
excellent.
Trail View.
Wow. We got some fling going on. Let's talk
we
about
some
bling.
We got some flingy
bling.
And some blingy.
Did you hear
and
we
diamonds.
Opened? And welcome to Fun Friday.
Welcome in, Johnson.
Ann Johnson.
It's like one word. You know that it is.
Peace House representative extraordinaire.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Blingy. So, yeah, we went with Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend because who doesn't love it and everybody loves diamonds.
Is that what you opened your...
Uh-huh. Yes.
Why, thank you. Because
you're
they
welcome.
Are a girl's best friend.
Yeah.
And they could be a guy's best friend, too.
Well, they're apparently yeah. my birthstone, I've just found out. So
they are your
go.
Birthstone,
have you
Mr.
seen
April.
Some of those guys from the NFL draft with their earrings?
Yeah.
And they're not even in the NFL
yeah.
yet,
huge.
And they've got
See?
Those rocks.
Diamonds are a boy's best friend.
Absolutely. Everybody likes a good rock.
And diamonds are forever.
They
apparently the
are.
Hardest thing on the surface of the
it
earth.
It lasts longer than the relationship. Relationship yep. sometimes, but there you go.
Hardest
you go.
Natural
so.
Substance.
And that's
on Earth.
That's what we hoped for Bling Fling.
There you go.
We wanted to get all of those.
So you've been collecting stuff
from
yes,
for
how long?
We have been collecting things for probably 3 months.
Okay.
Nice.
And they include jewelry, fashion
okay.
jewelry, but some very nice jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Or costume jewelry is what I meant to say. So and some fine jewelry. And we have watches. We also have purses and scarves and belts. So it's a way to get ready for.
Pile?
Well, we are. Today is the day that we start to stage it. And it's at New Park Hotel tomorrow.
Okay.
From 10 until 5.
Okay.
And it's in the breezeway. It's not in their conference room. It's in the breezeway that connects the two buildings.
Okay.
And so we are going to take all of this stuff. We got stuff in unbelievable stuff. It's like, what did you leave in your closet if you're giving this to Peace House?
Oh, nice. And who wouldn't want to give stuff to Peace
yes,
House?
Yes, so it's a huge fundraiser.
It's a first annual fundraiser.
It
I
is.
Think it's a brilliant idea.
Yes.
And it's the Peace House, so who could not go? You've changed my whole plan for the weekend, by the way, when you said, we've got so much stuff, we got to get people to come out there. I was like, I got to go.
It'll be great fun. You'll see all of your friends, and you'll be wearing their jewelry when you leave.
Wow. Nice. I think, now is there a fee to get in?
Yes, there's a small admission fee, $5.
Oh, okay.
$5.
We'd prefer if you'd bring that in cash.
Cash.
Because we're going to have, you know, we're going to have a crowd. We expect a multitude.
Yes, people. All of our Fun Friday fansters. So there's 119 right there.
Just
I'll be there.
Out
there's
to get
120
their bling.
People that'll
there
be
you
there
go.
In line.
That's right.
Maybe they're out there now in a tent waiting.
Ooh.
Well,
in line.
I hope not.
Then you're really in trouble. But there's a lot of stuff and bring lots of cash. And
that's right.
We want
right.
to get people
And
there.
We will take credit cards and
okay.
checks, too. We
sure.
have that set up.
But
they're
but
not going to turn down your money in any form.
No.
Right?
No.
But
no.
If
we like
a preference.
All money eventually is green,
yeah,
and we
exactly.
love that color. And
there
that happens to be May's birthstone.
Is
emerald.
It? Emerald is May?
Yes.
Are you born in May?
I am.
Oh, when's
yes.
your birthday?
You're going to die.
Okay.
It's
today?
Today.
Yeah! I got one. Happy
Winner!
Birthday. Woohoo!
I made you a mistake chocolate cake just for your birthday.
There you go. Birthday cake.
A mistake chocolate cake.
It's delightful.
Yay.
Well, happy birthday.
Well,
you're,
thank you.
You're still on the KPCW calendar, so I knew it was your birthday.
Wow.
Feel the love.
Wow, I do feel the love. I feel the love
and,
all over.
The bigger part will be for tomorrow.
Yes.
So and it's
and
the
so
peace house.
bring the love and
okay.
bring on the bling.
Yeah.
Because we've got plenty of it and we hope to see everyone out there. It's Running with Ed that day.
Yes.
So it's gonna be a crazy time in Kimball Junction.
And you are in the second tier of the New Park Hotel, is that where
yes.
you're at?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I know a fun place to go
all right,
after.
So I'm going to park out at New Park. And
yeah,
you're going to try to park out at New
Park.
Because
it's kind of, I won't say tucked away, but if I don't want anybody to miss it.
Okay, you need to know where you're going a little bit.
Okay. And then also the secret is underneath Best Buy is a huge parking lot.
There's a parking lot that is virtually a ghost town.
Exactly. Not tomorrow it won't be because I've just told everybody on the radio about the secret parking.
There's 119 spots for likes, but that is a good spot. But that gives everybody an idea of where it is if you're not familiar with Park City. And there's a lot of new people constantly coming into town, so we want to be specific. So park in the secret hidden underground underneath.
Or just ride your bike out there.
Store,
I mean, the bus is running
great. It's going
to be a
beautiful day, and there's going to be a lot of people.
I'm going to drive. Who are you kidding? I'm taking the car.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I'm taking the car. And I'm going to park it, but I will walk over.
But there's also the parking that is behind the new, so it would be to the north of.
It's called the North Garage, too. There's one right there.
Right. You'll find your way. It's not like it's a big blaring sign, here's where we're at. But so I want to make sure people get it.
And I wanted to kind of send a shout out to Running with Ed, who allowed us a little bit of co-marketing. We were allowed to put our Bling Fling posters in their swag bags. So that was so nice of them, and we thank them.
Ed guy is going to be doing a lot of running tomorrow.
Yeah. That Ed guy.
Yes. I think it looks like fun. I think it's a great idea. It's a great organization. I know it helps a whole lot of people, and there's a big, deep purpose here, but the fun part is the blingy part.
It's the blingy part.
And you don't even know you're doing good, so it's all secretive, isn't it? It's like, oh, I know I'm going to do some good, but there's, you know, it's for the Peace House, so I can't wait. I'm going to go. I will be there at 10:01.
Yay!
Because, you know, I'll be fashionably late.
All right, this is a good fun fact for Friday in regards to your bling. The word carrot comes from Carib Mediterranean tree, whose seed was used for centuries as the standard of weighing precious stones.
Really?
Who knew?
Who knew?
That's where the carrot designation comes from.
I just thought they decided to spell that orange thing a different way.
Oh, I just thought it was a person. This is what I've decided, and this is what I'm going to do.
Mr. Carrot.
There you go. Mr. Got Rocks.
So. Largest rough diamond ever discovered was 1905. It's called the Cullinan Diamond. It weighed 3,106 carats, or about 2.8 pounds.
Wow.
That's a big diamond.
That is a big diamond. That is
some probably will not be available at the Bling Fling, but you know,
we missed that one. But look for that one next year.
There you go. It'll
As be we grow, display. So will the diamonds.
So will the diamonds.
Silent auction.
I can see it.
Awesome. Well, happy birthday, Anne.
Happy
Johnson.
Birthday! Thanks for spending it with us.
Have some cake
and go see her tomorrow at the Bling Fling out at the New Park Hotel. There's more information on their website at the Peace House. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
And what is that website?
That is Peace House.
.org.
I'm going. See you there.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Kelly from San Francisco Design, longtime supporter of KPCW. We provide a mix of European and mountain contemporary home furnishings for a unique Park City lifestyle. Our showrooms are in Park City and Salt Lake, and both offer complete design services. We're on the web at sanfrandesign.com.
KPCW and the Park City Museum present the weekly series Park City History Bits. Discover a new nugget of local history each week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4:45, Wednesdays and Fridays at 10:45, and Saturday mornings at 8:45. Brought to you by Julie Hopkins of Keller Williams Real Estate.
Ah, this is Fun Friday on KPCW. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're all buzzing on chocolate. Spring into Historic Park City, so you can come up to Main Street on Sundays and Main Street each Sunday this spring. What's going on? It's free parking. It's through June 1st, so you better get out there. There's special promotions and stuff. You know about the Kids' Day. They were chit-chatting about that this morning with local news. So May 18th is Kids' Day. So there's a whole lot always going on. KPCW.org is where you can find a whole lot of information, and that'll be fun too. So, wow, we gave away tickets. We've got some diamond fun. It's all good stuff.
Definitely.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying that the weather. I'm going to reach out on a limb here and say that we have actually now stepped into our spring weather, and that this beginning of the week with the snow and the Mother's Day little frosting, hopefully, will be our last.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I'll plant some flowers on Sunday.
All my meteorology background, all those classes I took in college.
along with Latin?
Yes. Well, that okay. Latin was high school. I took four years of Latin in high school.
In high school?
Yes.
4 years?
Yes. It was fun, let me tell you.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
And you use it to this day.
I do, actually.
Nothing
says
comedy like Latin influences.
I told you about the Latin rock that I did, one of my first comedy shows when I was in high school. So me and my best friend, Akko Mitchell, put together this little 5-minute duet routine where we did comedy. And being, you know, we thought it was funny, so we did the Latin rap. And we did a whole rap in Latin. And it was the 80s. This was our funny thing.
I didn't see that on the Egyptian calendar.
That one,
didn't make the cut.
The Latin rap didn't make the cut, yeah.
We'll work on that.
Yes.
Okay, it'll be
it was one of my first comedy routines ever.
Yep.
I mean, it was something to do. I mean, I was so bored in these classes. You can only read Cicero for so long, or the Cicero diaries of the... Oh, my. Now you're bringing back painful memories of trying to get through that
stuff.
Well,
let's bring it back to cake and things that are going on. Adults, teens, and tweens are invited to attend the PC Teen Foundation's final dinner dance event. It's a decade's prom. You got to mention the prom when there's
a decade's prom
going on. Yes.
So do you get to pick the decade, or do they pick the decade for us?
Yes, you come dressed in your favorite prom duds.
Okay.
And they've got food and desserts and the shutter booth photo thing, and you can dance to your favorite songs.
It's a live band?
By the Sensations, yeah.
The Sensations.
Yeah, but you can pick your decade, and they've got kings and queens. It's at Stein Erickson Lodge. It is May 17th, so that would be tomorrow.
Tomorrow
so,
night.
So, you know, it's a fundraiser. Park
I think if your legs are, you
Foundation.
Know, you, from running around of all the different things that we have going on tomorrow, and then you go to the prom.
Go to the prom. It's $25. It's a fundraiser. It's info at pcteen.org. So you want to get out there and support that, too. So if you think, hey, I'd like to go dancing, it's a prom. It's at Stein's. It's $25. Go have some fun.
That sounds, and you know what? You can't look bad in taffeta, right?
Nor those blue tuxedos.
Those are hard to find
with
now.
The ruffle. Are
those
they?
Those are hard to find.
No.
Yes. You have to go to a costume shop because of the Dumb and Dumber aspect of that, the orange one and the blue one.
Yeah.
The powder blue is almost virtually impossible to find now, but you can rent them from costume shops.
I'm sure I got a prom picture with a date that wore a blue jacket.
Or those fuzzy ties, like the velvet really, really big ties. Ties,
crushed,
the bow ties.
Kind of crushed-y.
It was like a crushed velvet
crushed
tie.
Crushed velvet tie.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch.
There were some definite fashion questions in the 70s.
No one questioned it then, but
yes.
We certainly are looking back now. Maybe there's one at the Egyptian. So you can go to the prom.
And
it says ages are 12 to 100.
12 to 100.
Yes. So maybe the woman with the 91
year old woman that just found her $41,000.
I'm going to the prom. I'm going to spend the money to fly to Utah,
yes.
Come up to Park City, stay at Stein's, go to the prom, make a $25 donation, have the time of my life.
Wow.
There you go.
That could be fun.
She might be there. We don't know.
You got to go check it out. Find out.
Yes.
And then what era would she be wearing her prom dress
She
from?
Gets to pick one.
The 20s?
That's all I'm saying.
30s?
So I don't want to make her feel old. You pick the decade you want. Who wouldn't pick the 70s?
I could definitely do like the Valentino kind of thing where you slick down your hair, growing a pencil thin mustache.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Were the 80s proms as fun as the 70s proms?
I had fun in the
know.
80s and,
yeah.
And prom.
Uh-huh, okay.
I made it to prom twice.
In a blue thing?
I did not wear. I wore the traditional. I didn't even wear a weird cummerbund or tie.
No.
Although the first prom I went to, her dress was purple, I think. And she had the crazy Schomburg hair, which is like,
I don't know what that is.
It's like where you curl up the hair and it has like, I mean, it just sits on the top. It kind of looked like a raccoon on top of her head. This was the 80s, though. I didn't question it.
No, nothing was questioned in the 80s. And we just skipped right on.
Yeah. And then Katie O'Reilly and I went to senior prom together. And it's funny because my dad's name is John Burdick and my mom's maiden name is Katie O'Reilly. So, or Kathleen O'Reilly. And so that cracked my mom up.
That's,
that I went to prom with Katie O'Reilly.
There you go. It would be a little creepy.
Yep.
But she went anyway. It's like, yes. Oh, I'm going to go anyway. I want to go. Let's go dance. We'll have some fun. So tomorrow, there's the Running with Ed. We all know that's out there. It's been out there for a long time. People have been running and training.
And you run past a pizza restaurant, I think.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
See, now there you go. If it were one
that
of those...
I might be running around at myself, but there not actually for a cause.
If there were food stops, I'd be a little more inclined.
I think we've now discovered we need to do the food run.
Because I'm not motivated. There are people out there to do it. So everybody's got teams together, and I know they get dressed up.
Yes,
and it's
costumes.
All over town, and it's a big, huge ordeal. It is so big that KPCW is doing a live remote tomorrow.
Are we?
Oh, yes.
We're sending people into the field?
Yes.
Do we have a team running? Are they running and talking at the same time?
No.
Did Monica get out of running?
See?
She did,
didn't she? She's like, oh, I can't run. I have to be here at the station. So the classified show
will
have the live remote at Basin Recreation. It was part of Running with Ed. So from 7 to 9, you can go out to Basin and meet Joel. You can go say, hey, how you doing?
You can see Amy
and go, hey, how you doing?
And Monica will be in the station.
She'll be here,
filtering.
And then she's going to head over there. So if you've got a yard sale going on or something, that's fine.
No, yeah,
you can still call in because we have multi ways to make that happen. So the phone can ring, but it's a live remote, and those are always fun.
Oh, definitely.
And, so we'll be out there.
Interviews with the craziest costumed individuals, and I'm sure some
people
of the
and stuff. And it'll be early, but we'll still be out there. And then KPC will be sticking around for the day, so Monica will head out there for the day. And you can go, even if you're not running with Ed, you can still go into Basin and you can be part of the fun.
Wow.
And we'll be out there.
That's the big, how big wigs this with is. Ed will be on the radio, maybe?
I'm sure all the Eds will stop
all
by.
All the Eds.
Yeah.
Eddie, Ed, Edward.
Mm-hmm. Sir Ed.
Sir Ed.
I don't know how it works. All I know is it starts early. It's really long. There's teams of five, except a few people are doing it on their own.
Seriously, one person that is doing the whole thing.
Yeah.
At least one.
Yeah, I don't have that. Are you going to not even one leg?
Mm-mm.
There's uphill, downhill. So thank you to everybody who's jumped in. I know it's a huge fundraiser for the school. So Running with Ed. So watch
and a fun
out for
fundraiser
people
too.
If you're driving around.
And I think they have, don't
be
they
careful.
Have a band afterwards to celebrate?
They got stuff going on and all sorts of.
And you can
things.
Find out here first on KPCW's Classified Show.
Right at 7 o'clock.
And they'll let you know all the runners. They'll probably interview the people that have come in first as well as the last person that still gets through the run. You know,
the last guy. You want to be there and cheer the last guy on.
I totally want to be there to cheer the last guy on.
And we don't know how late that'll be, though.
Yeah?
Does he get a flashlight?
What time does it start?
It's early.
Yeah?
It's early.
Okay. Yeah, because I remember like a lot of the runners coming in around 11 or something like that.
Yes, I think they wrap up by then. So if you can go a gazillion miles and be done by 11, that either starts early or you're really, really fast.
Really, really fast.
Really fast. So there's
Speedy Gonzalez.
Yes, yeah, Speedy Ed. On May 20th and the 21st, it said drum show, and I'm kind of... Like a magnet. It caught my eye. Anything that says drums.
You have a little thing for drummers, though.
I think I got a drummer thing going on. Oh, and then I actually sat down. And I don't play well. I will admit it. I'm not saying I'm a drummer. But when you sit down and start making some noise,
addictive. I mean, it's a little intimidating. Your husband being a major good drummer versus
and then
you.
I sit down there and bash it up. But it is fun. Well, I got some direction.
Okay.
It's like, you know, I got the direction.
I can't believe he let you on his set.
The big one. Well, it's the big one, because when you sit back there and you've got all the cymbals here and all the drums there, you're kind of hiding behind it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the secret. And you can't help but just start bashing on stuff.
Oh, yeah. I lettered in percussion. I was in the band.
Oh, there you go.
In high school in percussion. But that darn triangle took me down every time. And
did
the
it?
Whip. Yep.
Yeah, no. So it was fun. So I saw this drum show. And I saw Free.
Now, free drum show.
There's a drum show. So,
are they showing drums? You get to learn about drums? Is everything you ever wanted to know about a drum but were free to ask?
It's entertainment presented by Park City High and Treasure Mountain Junior High. It's the percussion students. There you go. Plus the Ecker Hill percussionists on Tuesday.
So, I bet you they have timpanis. Those are fun to play.
Oh, it's all good stuff, isn't
those
it? I'm telling you, that's the career to have. There's an award-winning advanced percussion studio, so go check this out. It's the ensemble. It's the drum show May 20th and 21st. bhughes@pcschools.us. So it's May 20th and 21st from 7 to 9. Nice. Ecker Hill.
Perfect.
Anyway, that's drum. So these kids are having some fun. Go out and support them.
And support
the drums. School's almost over.
Wow.
We got crazy criminals?
Yes, we do. We have some.
I got to say, I voted for one already.
You already picked one? Okay.
It just jumped out at me.
Here we go. So no matter what your mistakes, unless, of course, you made my stupid criminal list, but no matter what your mistakes are, these people have made them worse and hopefully will make you feel better to start your Friday. Here we go. Man drives drunk to station to file a report. This one's good. So this guy, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, police 31-year-old man, was arrested after he drove to the Louisiana police station to file an accident report. While booking online, the officer asked that he come in to fill out his police report. Well, this guy called the state police, said his vehicle was struck by a hit and run on Interstate 10, came into the office, and the trooper was automatically smelled alcohol, gave him a field sobriety test. But the best part is the guy was driving on a suspended license as well.
Nice.
If you have a suspended license and you're intoxicated, don't get behind the wheel. It's just that simple. But not for this Louisiana man. All right, here we go. We have alligator thwarts car thief. This one, this guy has, Calvin Rodriguez,
favorite.
22, was driving around Port St. Lucie in Florida in a black Honda that the police had noticed had been reported stolen. So the officers drove after him, but he sped away. After a short time, Rodriguez was stopped in his tracks when he crashed the stolen car into an alligator. All right. This alligator gets a honorary police degree or something like this for
it's
helping.
It's not an ordinary speed bump.
No, it is not a speed bump at all. As a matter of fact, the alligator forced this guy off into the ditch. The cops were able to apprehend him. He's now sitting in jail for grand theft auto in lieu of a $37,000 bond.
Wow. He didn't want to get out of the car because there was an alligator.
I mean, and that apparently his car was not equipped for going over alligators. I think the alligator actually made
it. Even in Florida?
Yes. They were able to save the alligator. So.
Oh, that one's my favorite.
There
right
you go.
There.
And then this one's pretty good. And once again, this happens every couple of weeks. I can't resist it. Facebook and criminals are not friends.
Not when they're selfies.
Not when they're selfies. Selfie incrimination, maybe? So here we go. Taylor Harrison allegedly wanted to make a point about how easy it was to sell drugs in Florida again. Did this guy same place in Florida? Wow. This is, I think we've now found our criminal capital of the world.
It's Florida,
yes.
By far. And it's the humidity.
It's Port St. Lucie, Florida. Lucie? All right, here we go. 21, took to social media, took a picture of himself selling with the drugs and the drug money that he had with a Martin County Sheriff Officer patrol car pulled up alongside of him. All right?
So that's not Photoshopped.
This is not Photoshopped. The guy's taking a picture. He's got all these drugs in his lap and the money in his lap, right? So then he decides to put this up on Facebook. Well, once he puts it up on Facebook, the police are not idiots here, people. They decided they're gonna call this guy and see if they can set up a meeting to maybe pick up these drugs. So they did that, and lo and behold, he was booked on selling, what was it, selling drugs to one of the undercover officers. But the best part of the whole thing was the Martin County Jail thought it was turnaround was fair play, so they posted on their own Facebook website his mugshot along with all of his selfie incriminating pictures.
Oh.
So he now needs $55,500 to get out of jail, and I think he might be spending some time there. Facebook is not your friend.
No. But Fun Friday is.
But Fun Friday loves you, so.
We'll make fun of you, too, if you're arrested.
Every time.
It's fine.
Yeah, these people have definitely, they made the stupid criminal part. Here we go. Thanks to our sponsors, Foothill Oriental Rugs, Wasatch Pub and Brewery, Squatters Pub and Brewery.
Thank you.
Also, thank you to San Francisco Design, Prudential, Utah Real Estate. And tomorrow on The Classified Show, meet Joel, Amy at the Basin Rec for the KPCW Live Remote and Running with Ed from 7 to 9 a.m. And next week, join us on Fun Friday, where we kick off the barbecue season with our Chef Scott. We're going to get some insight into how to get ready for that. And I think we're going to have local funny man Nate Sears drop by.
I hope
just so. Just because he makes me laugh.
A drop-in guest host
is always great. Exactly.
So, and isn't traditionally Memorial Day the opener for barbecue and camping season?
We deem it so.
Then it is so.
And it is so.
I like it. The power of Fun Friday. Thanks, Vansters.
Hey, thank you for listening. Have a fabulous weekend. Get out there and do some fun things.